Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Mm-hmm. Ready as ever.
Let's do it.
I know what it is. I think I got it.
All right, well, before Tom ruins it for everybody, let's describe it.
Yeah, so there's a lot more red here.
A lot of red at the top, yeah. The top half of it is predominantly reds and bright pinks and purples.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of it's a little bit, I want to say it's going to end up being lighter because there's some white dots in it and there's some like lighter blues and purples.
Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be text on the lower mid.
Either that or the text is red because Tom is absolutely right. The top is predominantly red.
But I was thinking white text because there's those white.
Oh, white to white text like bottom middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. It may not be the title, but it could be.
The white bubble in the middle is throwing me off. There's a little white by the reds.
That's what I'm talking about. I think that might be like the actors or like, you know how those little
something,
credits?
Yeah. Produced
not the major title. Exactly.
Fred or something, yeah.
Any guesses on the first reveal?
I'm going to go with Jurassic Park.
Incorrect.
Ah. That was right, and you know it.
What was the one that I got on two, KJ?
That was I Know What You Did Last Summer is what you got on two.
Oh, no, I can't guess it again.
I'll take a guess and say House.
Incorrect. Ooh. Great guess, though.
That was a good guess.
Wait, we didn't do Scream, right? We did I Know What You Did Last Summer. Did we do Scream 2? We did do Scream, right?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
That's true, yeah.
I'm going to guess Scream.
Incorrect. So we're moving on to our second reveal. Thank goodness.
Okay.
All right. So the red is definitely overtaking the top.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I think I have an idea.
Give me an explanation.
It almost looks like there might be two individuals in here. Like it looks like there's maybe an individual on the bottom right. And there's an individual on the left, like maybe standing up. So like maybe the person on the bottom right is like crouching down and the person on the left is standing up.
What movies have we done with two individuals, one whom crouches?
Bill's Folly?
No, there is literally one with it in the title. I don't know if this is the poster.
Oh, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I think that one would have been more green, I would imagine. So it's very red at the top. It's almost like a red streak going right across the top. We have these two lighter figures that are, they almost look like people that are whites and blues. But now there's actually a little bit of red running down the center of the poster as well. With some very dark areas now that have kind of shown up underneath the red band.
I have a guess.
I have a guess too.
All right. What are you guys' guesses?
I am going to guess A Quiet Place.
Incorrect.
I thought there was red in that. That's the only reason, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember either. I'm going to go with... Oh, God, I have two guesses. I'm going to go with Shin Godzilla.
Incorrect.
What's the other one? It's definitely the other one.
This is a weird one, but if I remember correctly, this poster was like stained glass and it had the big title in red all across the top. I think that was Nosferatu. Had big red title across the top.
Ooh, another fun guess. Incorrect. So we're moving
good
on.
Try.
To
it was a good try. It was a good try.
Reveal.
That was a good try. I like
that. Oh, locked in.
Yeah, locked in for sure. Iconic.
Nope. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Tom, let's walk him through this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not two people. It's only one person. And
it's not a pogo stick.
He's from the future.
He's from, and you're seeing it from the chest up.
Yeah, I know what it is. I gotcha. That's what that thing is.
I don't know. The Terminator?
Definitely the Terminator.
Yeah, it's a gun.
So the two people that I was talking about was one was his left pectoral muscle, and the other one was the other one was the gun he was holding up by his ear. Those are the two people.
Yeah. Oh God, his name is larger than the
I was going to say that movie. I never realized that his name was top billing above the name of the movie. That's wild.
Mm. And that's a lot of red. There is a lot of red in this. Even his flesh tones have a lot of red.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you have some 80s red laser type things in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize they had that big chunk of like exposition right there, like on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
Year of Darkness 20. Is that 2020? 2029? We're getting close.
We're almost there.
Almost there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they keep resetting the timeline for the universe anyway.
Good old Orion Pictures. Doesn't exist anymore. Rest in peace, Orion Pictures.
Rest in peace, Orion Pictures.
We'll dedicate this episode to Orion.
What Pictures. Killed them? I forget what movie killed them.
Doesn't matter. In the comments below, talk about all your favorite Orion picture.
Yeah. And let us know what killed them. So congrats to Nick and Chris for being able to identify this movie poster.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.
Ready for do you want to know the right. biggest flops from Orion?
Sure. Yeah. What do you got?
In 1989, some of them included Great Balls of Fire, the biography of Jerry Lee Lewis starring Dennis Quaid and Winona Ryder, She-Devil, a dark comedy starring Meryl Streep and Roseanne Barr, Speed Zone, an action comedy vehicle for SCTV alumni John Candy, Joe Flaherty, and Eugene Levy, and some other things I just don't want to read anymore. But yes, it did not work out well for them in 89.
Poor Orion.
This episode has been dedicated to Orion Pictures.
Do me a favor. Can you please put like a fade to black and just have Orion come up like super slowly in the center and like the beginning date, the end date of the production company?
I'll see if I can get their actual animation.
Yeah. I think their music was like, dun, right?
Oh, boy.